Thanks.
Put it on there.
Right.
Shoving it out of the way like that. That's the day Richard's going to the stone. Planning.
Oh yes, I think it was.
My glasses, put them in the case and put it in my...
Is this the new one, right?
No.
No, this is... That water main.
Oh yeah.
Main's water burst, which was between Church Road and Devon Square.
Yeah.
Southwest engineers were called in to try to trace the leak in the mains pipe, and after identifying it, they carried out the repair work on Saturday and Sunday. But while at the scene early on Friday, they smelled gas and alerted British Gas Southwest, whose workmen discovered a curbside leak. They worked throughout the night and during the day to cut away the damaged pipe, repair it, and make it safe. For 3 days, outgoing traffic was diverted via Devon Square, and vehicles heading into the town from Penn Inn were filtered into a one lane of the dual carriageway and diverted along Station Road and Lower Queen Street. So that's what they did, Devon Square. That's why that was all that people came up East Street and then had to go down Devon Square and back out,
yeah.
You know, the road we came out of.
Yeah.
you know the junction of Decoy Road and King's Kersal Road and Keebury Road, just down beyond, it's going to be made into a roundabout.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. £15,000.
Keebury Road. That's as we go right, isn't it? We go along the top of the park and go right.
No, when we go to the post office, yeah. When we're at the post office, yeah. If we're coming then into the town and we don't come back up Decoy Road, we turn left. Well, that junction there, where there's a lamppost in the middle of the road at the moment. If you go left, you go to the one side of the lamppost. That's if you're right. Going right, you go the other side. Well, that's going to be turned into a roundabout. Not unsensible, really, because, you know, that is a bit of a... But, of course, there's so much traffic going along that road now. You know, I think I'm going to have another piece of toast. I'm enjoying that. More nuts out. They're going down, scraping the last bits that are at the bottom of the containers. Yes, I could quite quickly make a dent in this marmalade supply. Oh dear. You know, you saw an advert as we turned into Devon Square, building plots for sale.
Devon Square. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's that doctor's surgery.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, numbers 2526 at the junction of Torquay Road is for sale with a building plot in one of the gardens. The premises have been used for many years as doctor's surgery with ancillary accommodation and car parking. The property will be available when the doctors move into their new practice home adjoining Cringerfield Road car park. Detailed plans have been approved for a single-storey dwelling in the garden of one of the houses, conditional on the surgeries reverting to living accommodation. The houses would have considerable scope for use as offices, subject to planning, or paramedical use, especially where a large car parking area is required. The whole is available at £250,000, but office may be considered for number 25 with the garden and parking area building plot, said the agent.
In the whole for £250,000?
Yeah.
I reckon it, the building plot itself would sort of, and I've seen them advertised for about 50,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Morning on the end of the news, they were talking about the four man thing, and they were saying that it started already, and the Austrians were in the lead at that time.
Oh.
You might get it on them.
But for many, many years they weren't. Now look at Mother Teresa.
Don't get any free notes, you get tough.
Gate and back again. You have a third Christian.
Well, unfortunately, Mother Teresa isn't here this morning. I don't know whether any of you are going to go to church, but take care of yourselves.
It just says 6 o'clock Olympics today, the first two runs in the four-man bobsled. Sport on Friday at 2:25. Includes Winter Olympics.
Well, it just said Olympics 391, but there's nothing on here at the moment now.
Yeah. Well, just at the end when they're giving the last news, sort of just before 9 o'clock.
395.
Said that it started already. Whoever was doing the sport, and that was a Bob. He had said he could have dropped in a note to say that it started already, and at that stage,
Mark Tout has lost a lot of ground to make up for Britain's after setting only the 8th fastest time. Tout and Crewman clocked 58.49 after being handicapped by a poor start number of 10.
Oh, they went down at 10.
Set the pace for Austria with a blistering track record run of 57.74. And the second Bob is 15th. So, I mean, they're 58.49 against 57.74, so, I mean, they're not half a second. And, I mean, they were first in the two-man and then dropped to six after one run, so, I mean, it's, you can make it up, obviously. Yeah.
that you're reading so conscientiously?
Just this booklet.
Another drink. Mr. Peter Brewer of Newton Abbott displayed the MB insignia he received at the Buckingham Palace of Westminster last week. Now he was in January as regional surveyor.
Were we?
To Fenway's to look at plants out there.
Oh, we could do, yes. Yeah, we'll do that.
Have a better selection, I would think.
Okay. Well,
I just have to see
the advert for them. Well, we'll go out there first thing. I mean, we'll go out there first and then we can come back and get a card and we shall know whether we've got to get one here or not, shan't we?
Yeah. What 60 varieties of fuchsia cuttings, 39 pence each,
10 would
be
150. Oh.
They're doing.
Well, that might not be a bad idea to get the cuttings now, because that'll obviously be cheaper than. Yeah. The frost is going fairly rapidly now. Oh, I know what I meant to do. I'll go and do that now. Yeah, I've got to put some seed out as well, because that's gone. Oh dear.